Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And it's a PM team on a Tuesday with no Andrew Filippone, who might have given away his daughter's name in a Twitter post earlier. Who's following us tonight at 6 o'clock, by the way, Donnie? Do you know? Is that the Zeiss man?
It's me.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I actually genuinely blanked on that. Yeah, it's an extra helping of Donnie tonight. Who do you have on? I'm going to use Prime Real Estate here for a minute to promote your show. That's how much I think of you.
Good friend Ray Fittipaldo, around 6:20.
How's he doing against the Crowman? Or Crowman beat? Did Crowman beat him, or is he going against him right now? Crowley's got a shot to make it to the Elite Eight. He's got a real chance.
Yeah, so I think they're going up against each other now, right, because right now. Ray just pulled off a pretty good upset, I thought.
Ray smoked Cook, right? No.
That was the first round. He upset somebody in the second round. Okay. I'll have to ask him if he's paying attention to it.
Okay.
Jason Mackey, who you just heard at 9:20, and our buddy, America's sweetheart, Joe Smeltzer at 7:20. He covers Penn State football. I wanted to get his scoop from Pro Day, PZ Jr., Jair Brown. Well, I'm a fan of maybe Parker Washington.
I know he's going to be bringing the heat on PZ Jr. because I know he's not a believer. I can't wait for America's Sweetheart. Maybe he'll take calls from loyal listeners while he's on. Maybe you can work that out nicely. That was Jason Mackey with Cook and Joe. Obviously, Cook not in. So, Folesy, Matt Cole, asking the question everybody wants to get an answer to. I thought that was an interesting answer from Jason. I try to like decipher the way he went about answering it. It almost sounded like he realized very quickly after the way he started his answer that he better pull back the reins because it was starting to sound like, hey, this is probably going to happen. And he definitely softened it to not off the table. Now, I'll be honest, my thought on that Brian Reynolds Pirates situation has always been it was pretty much off the table. I didn't sense that the team was going to cave to him, and he definitely didn't strike me as a guy at any point during this process who was just going to give in and say, fine, bird in the hand, worth two in the bush. Like, I never got the sense the sides were close. Taking Jason at face value there, you've got to at least believe that there might have been movement from one side or the other, and I would actually bet on it being the Pirates because they have more to gain from, like, just not just a baseball standpoint, but maybe some positive PR putting fannies in the seats. I could see it being the Pirates actually moving a little bit and causing Jason to report that this is not a completely dead-in-the-water situation. Having said that, I don't want this to happen. I like Brian Reynolds. I have no issue with Brian Reynolds. None. I like the way he plays the game. I'm not so jaded that I just say, ugh, make it look easy. These tryhards out here. Brian Reynolds plays the game like his hair is on fire. He gives a crap. He represents the team well. I don't think he is a great player. I think he is a very good player. I think in the market of baseball just being what it is across the board, what I've heard he wants is like 7 years and just over $100 million. He's worth that. I don't even think that's really arguable. He's worth more than the reported 6 and 76 that's been floated out there as the Pirates offer. I just don't want the Pirates to be the team to do this deal. Because I have to exist like we all do in reality. You can call this show on this subject and say, hey, Malzy, why don't they just do both? Sign Reynolds and sign O'Neill Cruz like you want them to do to an even bigger deal because he's younger. Why not both? In a nice, perfect world, we would have that conversation. I'd bang the table and say it. Or we wouldn't have the conversation because it would have already happened. I have to exist in the world in which the Pirates live, in the sport in which they live, in the way in which they try to build their roster. This strikes me as a one or the other proposition. And I hope that I'm right in saying that, in the sense that they end up doing a deal with O'Neal Cruz like the one I just described. Let's just ballpark call it 7 years, $150 million for a dude that's 24. That's a good deal. You're betting on his potential. Yes, I don't care about that, like blowing up in your face potentially, because if you actually get him to agree to a deal like that, you have the chance that he dramatically outperforms it and is locked in and good to go and price fixed. I don't like doing the Brian Reynolds deal because I have to live in the world, like the real world that the Pirates inhabit. And in that world, paying a guy who's 28 years old till he's about 35, when he probably in a similarly perfect world wouldn't be your standard bearer for more than another year until Cruz really takes over, you just can't do it. The problem with the Reynolds discourse is that what my brain tells me I want out of the situation, player to get paid, Pirates to actually, in a sense, do it because then, look, they're really serious, is not what is good for the Pirates in the real world. In a perfect world, isn't he getting squeezed out anyway? Don't you have enough players coming up that you think you could squeeze him out and that you might not have room for him? Isn't his greatest value to the team as a trade chip? Like, I would think that the more likely scenario here is Jason doesn't rule out the idea that the Pirates and Reynolds come to an agreement. The more likely scenario is Brian Reynolds plays really well. The team is still clearly a year plus away from contending. Donnie earlier in the show said 2025. I think that's probably correct. I don't think they'll contend this year. I think it would be highly unlikely that they seriously contend next year. They might linger around if things start to go well for them into the summer, but I think they would fade, just based on the way baseball usually goes. His greatest value to them is as a trade chip. He's playing well. They're not. They trade him. They get a decent haul for a guy of his skills, relative age. I know that part wouldn't be great. And they use that to try to help build the next real contender here. His schedules are off. His train is running on a very different track than the Pirates. Or if they are ships, they are passing in the night and not particularly close. I squint and I don't really see a Pirates team that is a serious contender with Brian Reynolds as a well-compensated, market-compensated centerpiece. I don't. I like the player. I want the player to get paid. I don't think the wisest move is for it to be here. I would love for this to be a just, why not do both? That would be the platonic ideal. Start acting like the Padres. We're going to pay a bunch of different people. If you perform, you're going to get paid. That's how it's going to work. Consequences be damned, whether baseball wants us to or not. But that's not how this has worked. It's not how it's going to work. You are going to be asked to make a decision, Cruz or Reynolds. I think that decision has to be Cruz. More risk, more money, better chance that it pays off in wildly successful fashion. And I don't think, the one thing about this that I would stress is, I don't think Reynolds is the kind of guy who is going to make this weird once the season starts. We know that if it's going to happen, he wants it to happen tomorrow because he doesn't want it hanging over him. I think he's going to go out there and play the way he's always played, whether he has a contract extension or not. I don't even think he's the kind of guy who will suddenly play way better now that he's got his financial security locked up in the form of nine figures. I think he is what he is, and he's going to go out and do his business to the best he can. And I think that's his best utility to the Pirates, because that gives them the best chance at a return. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Do you want the Pirates to ink Brian Reynolds to a long-term extension? Simple question. I don't. You have to face the reality that the money is always going to be budgeted here. There's always going to be a finite amount. It's not going to be Steve Cohen just thumbing his nose at the luxury tax and going, I'll pay any amount of money to make the Mets the Kings of New York. You're not doing that here. So if I go to the store and I know I have X, Y, and Z, I have X amount of money, and I'm staring at two things, one of which is a contract for O'Neal Cruz and one is a contract for Brian Reynolds, I know what I'm forking over for. I'm not saying anchor down. I'm trying to hitch my wagons to the 6'7 shortstop who looks like who what Aaron Judge said is one of the most unique and impressive players in baseball. 412-928-9370. Should the Pirates extend Brian Reynolds? Jason Mackey says, don't just assume this is off the table yet. Don't assume this is a dead in the water situation. Don't assume, don't take it as fait accompli that Brian Reynolds is never getting paid here. Should he?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Been a fairly newsy day. A little bit. We think Pony might have inadvertently gone on Twitter before his flight this morning and given away his daughter's, future daughter's name. Since he put it out there, I can say Stella, we think. And because that is absolutely a name people are naming girls these days, it's a lot more believable than Bertha. Other big bit of news, and it was done on the fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Was Jason Mackey going on with Cook and Joe, asked about an update to the Brian Reynolds situation earlier today. He said, don't close the door on this one. Something happened. I guess Jason was on the road and was like making the arduous drive up to Cincinnati to make sure he was there on time. Early. Because he said if it's going to happen with Reynolds in an extension, it's going to happen tomorrow. I don't remember if it was exactly on opening day, but it might have been where the Pirates extended Ke Bryan Hayes and gave him that contract. So it does stand to reason. Reynolds wants X amount of money. He also wants this to be done before the season starts. I think the Pirates understand that if they're going to get this done, they want to get it done as close to opening day as possible because it would goose, I think, fan interest in it. Absolutely. And whether you care about this or not, they do and they should. It would be a good PR move for them. I was thinking about something else that happened today when I was thinking about this subject, though. Because to be fair, I said, I've got to live in reality here. The Pirates really can't do both or won't do both. That's the reality I have to inhabit. Won't is one thing. I guess they could, if Jason's right, if they lock up Reynolds and then do what I want to do, which is O'Neal Cruz to a long-term extension, then I would be proven wrong here. Can is another, though. Because Andrés Giménez, if you don't know him, that's okay. He's the Cleveland Guardians infielder who was sixth in the MVP vote last year. They also have Jose Ramirez, who is fourth. Giménez just got signed to a long-term deal, Donnie. 7 years, $106.5 million. Go look at their numbers. Same market size, basically. Similar, I think, actually technically less on a TV deal. They don't pack that place anymore like they did in the mid-90s when it was Jacobs Field and they were the hottest ticket in baseball, but here they are locking up players. Ramirez is not young. Ramirez is going to be on a very similar track with Reynolds. If Reynolds were to sign a deal right now, his would expire, like the 7-year deal he wants, his would expire the same time Ramirez is going to. Ramirez is a better player, by the way, just so everybody's clear here. If we're going on who deserves the money more, it is Ramirez. He is better. But now they've just locked up another guy who isn't O'Neal Cruz in the sense that he's not 6'7 with like unicorn skills, but he was very good last year. That's two guys getting paid, I would say, going market rate here. Two guys who signed deals they were happy to sign. 7 years. Almost $107 million. It's basically what people are saying Reynolds wants out of this. That he and the Pirates are like a year and $31 million apart at last check. They are doing it 134 miles northwest of here. The Pirates can. Will they, though? And if they do it with Reynolds, is that really the best move? 412-928-9370. Do you want to see it happen with Brian Reynolds? Like, I genuinely wonder from Pirates fans. With people on lines who dropped out, like, is this enough that would get you going to the ballpark? We had a guy early in the show today called and said he had an autistic son who likes to go to games and likes to see players he recognizes, his favorite players be there. He said, there's value in that for me as a fan, as a dad. I remember Starkey talking about his daughter when she was much younger and McCutchen was coming up, what that meant to have a little kid see that guy and know he was going to be here for several years. I've got little kids. Presumably, I'm going to be taking them to the ballpark. Do I need, is it matter to me? Will it matter to them if the same, you know, if the same guy is here playing that they've grown up watching? I'll say this much for myself. I was 7 years old when Barry Bonds left in free agency. I still have a fairly vivid memory of my mother, of all people. I believe I was not allowed to, in fact, I know this. I don't believe this. I know this. Was not allowed to stay up for Game 7 of the 92 LCS. My dad is a lot of things, lenient on the bedtimes, even for a huge once-in-a-lifetime potential game. Lenient was not one of them. Go to bed. Come downstairs the next morning. Did they win? No. That hurt. I said, okay, Mom. But that's okay because Barry Bonds will be back next year. They'll just win next year. I remember pretty vividly saying that at 7 years old. Had to have it explained to me. No, he won't be. Here's why. This is his final year. Did not understand free agency. Can you believe it at 7 years old? So I'm wondering how much goodwill it would build up to see Brian Reynolds get a deal. I also think that I'm not going it alone here. I think there is a subset of Pirates fans that would look at that deal and say, is that the right guy to commit nine figures to for the first time in franchise history? And I'm not even talking about that as saying, oh, they're watching somebody else's money. I get that argument. Who cares? It's not a cap sport. Who cares about what Bob Nutting is or isn't going to spend? Like, if he spends a lot, why should I, like, worry about that? I get that part of it. But we know that there's a, you know, it's treated as a finite resource. It's not going to be a $250 million payroll here. You sign one player to that, it casts some doubt as to whether you're going to do it for two different players. If it's only one, if it's an either or, should it be Reynolds? I say no. He's too old. Frankly, I haven't seen him be good enough, long enough, and early enough to do it. 412-928-9370. Jason Mackey saying, don't close the door on a Brian Reynolds contract extension. Still a chance it could happen tomorrow. Do you even want it to? Bill in Charleroi. Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir. If I was the Pirates, I hate to see Reynolds go. At his age, I would offer him 3 years, 3-year contract for 66. And if he and his agent turned that down, he's crazy.
Why is he crazy for turning it down?
Well, just because of his age. We're talking $22 million a year for 3 years. And you can look at the end of the 3 years and see if he's worth more.
I think the problem with that deal, Bill, is that it does the Pirates no good. He's been in the league 3 years plus of service time, so they'd buy out his years at $66 million cost, and then he's still hitting free agency when he's 31. I mean, if you're the Pirates, you want term here. You want at least twice that amount of years, or else what good's it do you? You have control of Brian Reynolds for a couple more seasons, so here's a 22. Listen. They signed him for that. I'd be like, okay, I mean, sure. But that would just be handing him a gift, more or less. It's saying, here, we're just paying you $22 million. We don't have to do it. Like, there's got to be some tit-for-tat here. He surrenders a year or two of free agency. They up that number by, you know, that caller says 366. And they say, we'll up it to, like, 100. but you got to play here for 6 years, 7 years. We'll up it to 105. We'll sweeten that pot. We'll give you the Andrés Giménez deal. 3-66 doesn't make sense for the team. Jeff on 93.7 The Fan out in Shaler. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, how are you? I agree with you. I don't actually think giving Reynolds this contract to make him the highest paid player in history makes a lot of sense, because they don't have a track record of picking the right people to give that money to. You could have said make Cole that, Garrett Cole that, whenever they let him go. But again, they don't have a track record that shows that they're willing to support a player of that caliber. And if you put all your eggs in one basket, or the majority of your money into Reynolds' contract and a couple others, you're going to have holes elsewhere. And they don't have the ability to spend to fill their holes. So, and I don't see him being a generational player. I think he's a really good player. He's not great, and he's above average. So he's a good player.
I think he's a good he's good to very good. I don't think he's ever even I don't want to say even close to. Yeah, I mean, McCutchen was an obvious star in the making when they signed him. I think Reynolds is like an upper tier Major League Baseball player, but there's a pretty big gap between being upper tier and being like one of the standard bearers of the sport. Here's like a little side wrinkle to this. I mean, Brian Reynolds came up when he was 24. It is hard to ignore the fact that, and I know this is like a raw nerve for people right now because Swaggerty got sent down. Man, he came up late. The thing that it doesn't feel that they have as much as other teams, where are the 21-year-olds who are precocious, who are ready to go? You draft them, they shoot through your minor league system, they're ready. It is hard for me not to look at that and kind of wonder and scratch my head. The Cardinals have what? Their number one prospect, who's number four in all of baseball. Is he like 20, I think? He has a very old-looking face, but he's their number one prospect. And he's a top five guy in all of baseball. I'm completely blanking on his name. Is it Jordan Walker or somebody like that? They brought him up. He made the opening day roster. Boom, he's there. I also that's also kind of like a part of this that I try to remember. Brian Reynolds is not young by any standard in this sport. Like, I think if people, like, we had somebody say, hey, 28 to 32 are your best years. It feels like in baseball anymore, some of your best years end up being like the 23 to 28. The steroid era absolutely warped people's perceptions of what guys were capable of into their early to mid 30s. You'd get like, oh, yeah, well, so and so will be good when he's 33, 34. Yes, that was happening in like 2002. You were having guys like Bonds screwed it all up for everybody in terms of their perception. Oh, well, if Barry Bonds can be great into his late 30s, why can't everybody else be? The more natural aging curve now in baseball, it seems, is the best players come up in their very early 20s, are good for the entirety of their 20s, and then it is very much a crapshoot how good they're going to be as they get to about 32, 33. That's when you see that for like your good but not Hall of Famers, that's when you see like the fall-off start to happen. Donnie, you want this real quick? Are you pro-Reynolds extension? Like if Jason ends up being the more optimistic, I guess it's going to happen, bent to his comments happens, and you find out tomorrow, like we are talking about this, we're doing Feed the Need, that's going to be a big deal tomorrow with us all throughout the day on the station. And we are interspersing that with Brian Reynolds signs contract extension with Pirates, basically going to make him a Pirate for life. Let's just go with 7 years, $107 million, the reported number that he wants that's been flung out there. What's your reaction going to be?
I would actually be happy if they pulled it off. I mean, I can sit here and say the number of years worry me because you can't tell what the guy is going to be like whenever he gets into 33, 34, 35 age range. But I would ultimately see it, even though, you know, you might disagree, I would see it as a way that the Pirates do actually think in the next couple of seasons, at the latest, this team can really become competitive and really become a player in baseball.
The thing I guess the reason I can't get on board with that is just I don't see I don't see that being realistic for them with him being a major part of it. I think the better chance is you trade him and maybe you get like pieces that help you when that next competitive team arrives. I wonder too, like something I wonder aloud with, because I've said, hey, this is a component of this is always going to have to be, hey, look, you're telling your fans, look, this is different. Basically, you're sending a message, you're telegraphing, this is different than it has been in the past. When we signed Andrew McCutchen to that extension, it was extremely team-friendly. It was viewed as such, the whole thing. This would be a different kind of deal for them. I do think that you run the risk there if you don't follow it up with something else that they like. Like, say O'Neal Cruz gets off to a red-hot start. Say he looks like baseball's best player in April. If you signed Reynolds, he starts out, Cruz does that way, and you sign him to like $150 million like long-term extension, then you've got people's attention. But it is one of those deals where if that's the only thing that's done and then everything else kind of is the same as on smaller scales, I think you have that backlash happen to you. Like, I think there, wait, you did it here, but not anywhere else? The same way that, like, the Archer trade, I think, soured people, even though I love the principle of the thing, because it went so badly and then they got gun-shy and it kind of kicked off a run where they were going to be sinking back down to the bottom, I think in a lot of ways that soured people more than anything else. Their praxis was right. The result was important, and it wasn't what they needed it to be. And I think if they only did it once here, if it was just Reynolds, I don't think people would necessarily like that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.